Okay, if you want to stand where they are, now you two get those sacks filled and fast. Okay. Now, come on, honey, stop. Right, now all the rest of you keep very still.
Okay, that's it.
Right, now we just back out towards the doors, real easy like. Yeah, that's it. You'll excuse me, it's too good.
Hey, what? Get in the car, quick!
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Blind Man's Bluff.
Hello, Pasco. This is your last chance. Come clean with us now. You want to see that 20-year term drop to 10, maybe 8? You want to spend the rest of your life in the pen?
What I said 6 months ago still goes. I ain't talking.
Now listen, Pasco, just as closely as you can and think about what I'm saying. As captain of detectives, I'm authorized to tell you officially, but off the record, if you cooperate with us, you'll be a free man in 8 years, perhaps less. These things can be arranged, you know.
Free man. That's a laugh.
We want to know who masterminded that bank job 6 months ago. We know it wasn't you. We also know that the one guy who got away with the $200,000 must have hidden out and then taken the dough straight to, let's call him Mr. X. Only a big wheel would know how to get rid of bread that size.
You never give up, you guys, do you?
That's it, Pasco. So?
So?
Well, there were 6 of you at the bank, including the driver who got away. 4 were shot to death on the steps of the bank. You were the one who survived, but only just.
And you think that I should be grateful to the prison surgeons for allowing me to live like this? I'll tell you something. I'd rather be dead.
You're a fool, Pasco. Do at least one good thing in your life. Tell us the name of the man who masterminded the job and who obviously has the money now.
I can't hear you, and I'm not talking.
Well, that gunshot wound evidently made you deaf and dumb, too, as well as blind.
Hi, Sam.
Morning, Johnny.
How's my favorite doll this morning, huh?
So-so.
Not so hot, huh?
Well, this is a day to remember.
Oh?
Yeah, you arriving at the office before Lee.
Hey, Sam, how about some coffee, huh?
Well, I thought we'd maybe wait till Lee gets here, like we always do.
He won't be coming in this morning, Sam. Maybe not for quite a while.
Huh?
Oh, nothing to worry about. Had to go out in town on a case.
But how come you're not with him?
Well, it's a kind of special job. Didn't need me around. The coffee, Sam.
In a minute, Johnny. Now, look, let's get this straight. Lee's on a special case out of town, right?
So what?
So how come he doesn't need you?
Look, Sam, you've been working for the FBI long enough to know Lee. You could never say that his methods were exactly orthodox.
Hmm. Johnny Bridges, there's something funny going on here. I'd stake my last nickel on it.
Now, don't give me that feminine intuition, Ben, huh? Make with the coffee. Dames.
Dames, indeed. Who wants to help Lee when you let yourself get kidnapped on that horse-doping deal?
Okay.
And who is it that looks after everything when you and Lee go rushing out like crazy all over the country?
All right, already.
And what do I get at the end of the day? A 2-bit subway ride to Dulsville.
Finished?
Not by a long chalk.
Sam, there's only one thing I got to say to you.
Hmm? What's that?
Go easy on the sugar and the coffee, will you?
Ha ha. Big joke.
Is this coming in the mail?
No, that envelope.
Yeah.
No, it arrived by special messenger from the registry. It's called a personal for you.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess it is too soon to expect results.
Johnny, what are you talking about? Here's a coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Sam. I'll give you a bet, Sam. I'll bet Lee isn't getting coffee like this right now.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Yes, sir, if you're going to serve time, then make sure they send you to a federal penitentiary. Some of them state pens. Big size, some of them are. I don't know how to feed a man. Right. No, sir. I know I've been in a good few.
I know that guy Gabby talks too much. Already I hate that voice. Lucky we're all blind on this table. At least we can't get sick of each other's faces, too.
Blindness can be an advantage. You'll learn that soon, like the rest of us.
Listen to the philosopher. Say, I don't recognize your voice. You're new around here, I guess.
Pretty new.
What's your name?
Thompson. With a P. Joe Thompson.
Well, I'm Al Pasco.
The Al Pasco? The city bank job?
That's right. But we don't talk about that.
Gee, it was tough luck you're losing your sight like that.
Yeah. How about you? How long have you been blind?
All of 5 years. Blew a safe in an office Miami way. Guy who mixed the soup brewed the stuff too strong. I got a face full of little pieces of cast iron.
Well, how come you're up here now in a New York pen?
Well, I started into thinking. Thought I'd make some dough, but make some dough.
Oh, I get it. Counterfeit bills, huh?
Uh-huh.
Say, that must be some trick to pull with no eyes.
It wasn't easy. After a while, you learn to live with it. You'd be surprised, Pasco, at what a blind man can do with practice. In time, you don't even notice it.
That sounds kind of encouraging.
Oh, sure. At first, you're bitter and you're not thinking straight. Then you realize that life's got to go on. So you concentrate on your other senses like smell, touch, hearing,
Say, Joe, do you think that'll happen to me?
Sure it will, Al, if you help it along a little.
Say, you two, when are you turning the fight over? Don't you want your pork and beans? Give it over here. Oh, Gabby, I'll eat it, sure enough.
Oh, why don't you shut up?
Today from Lee?
Oh, the usual. Yeah, it's a slow business getting friendly with a guy like Al Pasco.
Yeah, and avoid suspicion at the same time.
Today's note is certainly short and sweet. Just good friends, no dice. And that's it.
Johnny, how does he hope to get the information out of a guy like Pasco? He'd never give a thing like that away to his own mother.
Well, you may be right, Sam. But this is the only way we could hope to break this Pasco guy down. If anybody can do it, Lee can.
Yeah, but it's such a long shot. Isn't there anything we can do?
Yeah, stop worrying. That's what we can do.
Johnny, I can't stop worrying. Why, if anything happened to Lee, I...
He means quite a lot to you, doesn't he, Sam?
Well, he means quite a lot to both of us, doesn't he?
Yes, Sam, that's for sure. But that's not what I mean, and you know it.
Let's just agree that he's a very special kind of guy. And leave it at that, shall we?
Sure, Sam. Let's leave it at that.
Okay, you two. Pasco, Thompson, coffee. Now hurry up and drink it. Lights out in 10 minutes.
Yeah, good old coffee, just what I need.
Call this coffee muck.
Hey, take it easy, Joe. Don't need to get sore about it.
Sore? I'll show you who's sore. This rotten, lousy cell. Filthy food. Those guards. Ugly bulls, a lot of them. I'll show them.
Hey, save it, Joe. You'll get us both up before the warden on a discipline charge.
Oh, what? I demand my rights. Guard, bring me a decent cup of coffee and hurry up.
Hey, what's going on here? Who's causing this disturbance?
Oh, it's you, Thompson. What are you beefing about?
This coffee's a disgrace. Not fit for a pig.
But you're the only one with a complaint. Now drink it and fast. I'm shutting off the cell lights in 2 minutes.
Ah, drop dead.
Okay, Thompson, but one more squawk out of you and you'll be up before the warden.
Now sit down, Joe. It's not worth it. What you acting so crazy about a cup of coffee for? These guys think they can get away with it. I know my rights.
Okay, Thompson, out you come. Now you come on. Harry, Tom, take this guy up to the warden. As well as being insulting, refractory, and generally undisciplined.
I see. All right, officer, wait outside. I'll call you if I need you.
Right, sir.
Phew. For a moment there, I thought he wasn't going to bring me up to you.
Well, we can't rely on stratagems like this too often. This is the third time you've pulled the lousy food gag.
Yeah. I'm running out of new ideas.
Anything new on Pascal?
Slow. Very slow. In fact, too slow.
Tight, huh?
Like a clam.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about everything under the sun. Except what I want to know.
Well, you remember what I told you. People like Pascal don't reveal their secrets even to a friend of a lifetime.
He thinks I'm the cat's whiskers. That I know. We're great pals. Yeah, we've even discussed what we're going to do when we get out of here. He's even... got it.
Well, what is it, Lee?
It's the only way. Yeah, it has to be. But it'll need the cooperation of you and your entire personnel.
So what did the warden say this time, Joe?
The usual McGilla. Seems I gotta learn to adapt to my surroundings. Adapt. Hogwash.
Now, look, Joe... it ain't none of my business if you want to get in bad with everyone here, but if you don't play it cool, you're never going to get out of here.
Oh? Is that so? Listen, I'll be out of this dump faster than I came in. That's for sure.
You got something on your mind, Joe?
Plenty.
A break, maybe?
What's it to you?
Well, you and me, we're buddies, ain't we? Anything you plan, I want in.
How do I know I can trust you?
Listen, Joe, I got friends on the outside. One particular friend, anyway. That bank job, remember? He's holding my share of the dough for me. With that kind of a zoomer, the world's a small place.
And who is this guy, this friend?
I ain't saying. But if you let me on in your break, I'll take you to him afterwards. He's a big wheel, I'll tell you that. Schemed up the whole works on that bank raid.
The brain, huh?
That's right. They've been trying like crazy to get me to sing. For the last 6 months, they've been trying. But I held out on them all the time, figuring I'd get a chance to break. Then I could go to where... my friend with a clean nose, see?
So what's in it for me?
I got $50,000 coming to me. Your share's half, okay?
Good. Now, I got it all fixed. My information is that precisely 11:43 every night, the guard on the west wall changes watch. Now, between him going off duty and the new guard coming on, there's approximately 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
It's enough.
Yeah, Joe, but look...
Shut up and listen. Now, just before that time, say 2 minutes before, we'll be at the exit leading to the west wall. There's only one guard on duty there. He doesn't change his watch, but he gets mighty sleepy around that time. Shouldn't be too difficult to grab him through the bars from behind.
The arms round the throat, huh?
Right. We take his keys, let ourselves out, then get ready to run to the wall at exactly the same time as the guard changes duty. Now, simultaneous with us reaching the wall, my contact outside will be waiting with a car. He'll drop a knotted rope over to the inside. Then it's up to us. It's about a 15-foot drop the other side. Think you can make it?
Well, I don't know, Joe. I'm still not used to being without sight.
Well, I am. I've been blind a long time, remember. Hang on to me, and it's a cinch. I know this joint like Braille. ¶¶
made it. We made it.
So where to, Joe?
Is this the guy you told me about?
Yeah, Pete. Tell him the address of this friend of yours.
Sure. 1152 Park Towers, East 49th Street.
I know it. Good. Drop us there, Pete, and then blow. I'll see you later. Usual place.
Okay, Joe.
What is this?
Quick, let us in, Schulte.
Sure. And what happened, Pascal?
How's this?
It's okay. Everything went like clockwork. This is Joe Thompson. He planned the break.
Break?
That's right.
But you might have been followed.
Nah, not a chance. I told you it was smooth. Well, what's the matter? Ain't you glad to see me?
Huh? Sure, yeah. You don't are glad, eh? Who did you say this was?
Joe Thompson. That's how we got to be buddies. Both of us blind, see?
Uh-huh. Well, glad to know you, Joe. Any friend of Al's is a friend of mine.
Hi, Mr. Schulte. It's good to have friends.
Yeah. Say, haven't I seen you around somewhere before?
Possible, but not very likely. I usually work down south. I came up here on a job only a few months ago.
And that's where you got picked up, huh?
Right.
That's tough luck, Joe.
Schulte, the thing on my mind right now is...
The doll, right? Well, don't worry about that. It's safely hidden just as it was the day I got it, huh?
That's good, Schulte, because we're going to be needing it pretty soon.
Oh, sure, later. Now, how about
like
the drink, huh?
Now.
Huh?
The money.
Oh. Oh, well, you sure are in a hurry, aren't
Joe,
you?
Joe, me are figuring on skipping the country. So, where is it?
Oh, not here. If you like, I'll drive you to where it is. But, Joe, no hard feelings. You better stay here. After all, I've only just met you, and Mal can't afford to take chances. You understand, huh?
Yeah, that's okay with me. Just make sure Pasco gets back here with my share.
Don't worry about that, Joe. Without you, I wouldn't be here.
And you better remember that.
Okay, Schulte. Shall we go?
Shouldn't be long now. If I had my way, we'd go right in there now and net the two of them.
Hey, you know Lee, Captain Webb. He wants to follow this thing right through and recover the money, too.
Yeah. If you ask me, that's...
What? Here comes someone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Pasco with the other guy. That must be the gentleman we want.
Get in a car.
But where's Lee?
Let them go first. I'll have car number two follow them. And we'll go in after Lee.
Okay.
Calling car number two. Car number two. Follow black sedan. Registration number... 781376. Keep your distance. I repeat, keep your distance.
And there goes Pascal's car now, Captain.
Yeah. We'll wait just a few seconds, then go into the apartment.
All right. There's someone else coming out of the block. It's Lee.
Yeah. Lee!
Okay, Johnny. I'm all right.
Quick, get in the car, Lee. Pascal and his friend left just a few seconds ago. Taillights of the car following Pasco.
Good. Now, don't get too close, Johnny.
Hey, what's the name of the big boy?
Schulte. I think it's Alex Schulte. I seem to remember the name from way back. He's a pretty shrewd operator.
Schulte? Nope, that doesn't mean a thing to me.
Nor me.
For a moment, back there in the apartment, I thought he was going to remember me from someplace. He mentioned the fact, but luckily it passed.
Well, let's hope it stays that way. At least until after we nail him.
Now, where are they going, Lee?
Pasco wants his share of the money from the bank raid. Schulte's taking him where it's hidden. Mind you, I didn't like the sound of Schulte's voice when Pasco reminded him of it. I got a feeling that Pasco's going to get more than his share.
Thank you.
where.
Of course. I forgot. You cannot see. And a little wood owl. You know? Trees.
Trees?
That's right.
You mean... You mean the man is among the trees, Shalty?
As a matter of fact, in a tree.
Oh, I get it, Sam. In a hollow.
You got some fast, Al. That's what I've always liked about you.
In a tree. Very neat, Shalty. Very neat indeed.
I kind of like it, too.
Yeah. Well, if you let me have my share, and then we can go back.
You stupid fool, Pascal. You think I'm stupid, too, huh? I know what your game is.
Game?
Suddenly you turn up like a bad penny out of the blue. Give me my share, Shelter, you say, so I can get out of the country, huh? What do you think? I just come over in the boat? You want to chicken out, sure. But I know why. Because you squeal on me, didn't you?
No, you got it all wrong.
I don't think so. You bring this other blind guy... And now I remember where I see this creep before, yeah.
What do you mean?
Joe Thompson, huh? Joe Thompson! In a pig's eyes, Joe Thompson.
Who is it, Shelty? Who is it?
It's Lee Masters, sucker!
No, it can't be. He's my friend. He helped me to make the break, and I... No. No.
You got the jackpot.
Give me what's due to me, and let me get out of here.
Okay, Pascal. Here it is.
No! Hold it, Shelby.
Huh? What?
You were right, Shelby.
Huh?
It is Lee Masters. Oh. And we're both in the dark.
You won't get me, I swear it.
You haven't got a chance, Shelby. We're all around you. Okay, headlights on.
No.
Drop your gun.
No.
Drop it.
He shot himself.
Happened so quickly we couldn't do a thing.
Okay. Well, maybe the best thing for both of them. You better set your men recovering the money, Captain. Must be pretty near here.
Well, that's that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's up, Lee? You don't sound happy about it.
No, it's nothing. It's just that... sometimes I think I'll quit the FBI. Gets a little too rough.
Have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Wyk.